special. Yeah, that's just invincible. Man, your battle stations, I'm ready.
We're live. Welcome to the internet show.
Welcome to the internet show. Is that what
welcome
you just said?
Welcome to the broadcast.
Welcome to Punch Nerds Podcast.
Punch Nerds Broadcast.
Broadcast.
Something. Live from my penthouse apartment.
And
Chadley's dirt mansion.
My dirt den.
Chadley's dirt den. And my penthouse on the tippity top. On the tippity top of this apartment complex. I'm just living the life of a rich fuck.
Living the life. Seeing all his roommates' dicks.
So hungover. But, like, you know, it's not really... I don't feel like you're not really roommates until you see your roommate's dick. That's just all I'm saying.
I've never seen my roommate's dick. And you know what? If that's that, then I guess he'll never be my roommate.
Well, I guess you guys will never be really roommates. I'm like, how are you going to ever, like, become real friends if you don't see his dick, Chadley?
I don't know. I can't answer that question.
What if you want to, like, flip a house together and you've never seen his dick? That's going to be weird.
Why would we want to flip a house together?
Because that's where the money is. That's where the money is.
What part of this is beneficial for me?
You know how many houses I'm going to flip, Chadley?
Probably lots, bro. That's because you got...
Probably thousands.
So that's you got stacks on stacks on stacks.
Though. I'll probably flip 1,000 houses in my lifetime.
Is that a figure you'd legitimately believe?
Yes.
Damn.
I can guarantee you I will flip at least 1,000 houses.
Crush.
You know what I do in my off time, Chadley?
What's that?
I work on this website and flip houses.
Flip houses. Punchnerds.com.
It's where the money is. It's where the money is.
We're making mad dough.
All I'm saying is I like to flip houses, you know? It's a challenging market, you know, especially in this day and age when people don't have money, but there are still people that have money, Chadley, and those are the people you go after.
I don't even have enough money to pay for, like, a dirt den for myself. Barely. I don't have enough money to pay rent next month.
Oh, I guess you're fucked then, hey?
No, JK, I got enough money for a rent for, like, 3 more months, but my insurance is overdue, but I'm still driving my car because... I don't give a fuck. Clearly.
Just drive with no insurance. What's the worst that could happen?
I did that for like 3 weeks last year. I drove from here to Cranbrook last year. It's a 3-hour drive without insurance.
New rule on the podcast, no locations.
Okay, I drove from here. I drove 3 hours. 3-hour drive.
Absolutely.
That's
fantastic.
So for anybody who hasn't noticed yet, this is the old-timey episode of Punch Nerds Podcast.
Oh, hey there, sir. I don't know what old time he is. I don't know.
We're an Alfred Hitchcock movie today.
I was thinking more of a Kevin Smith film. Hey, Chadley, you know what I hate about Star Wars?
You just swaggerjacked my joke.
You know what I hate about Star Wars, Chadley?
What do you hate about Star Wars?
The first Death Star, they blew that up, and that's fine. But second Death Star, those were workers, Chadley. They just killed all those innocent people.
Cannot tell you how mad I am that you just did this joke.
What do you mean?
So mad. We did this joke already. You asshole, we did it.
They don't know that. The people don't know.
Yeah, but I thought that was for us. I thought that joke was just for us.
I guess you thought wrong then, hey, Chadley?
You sick fuck.
Yeah. That's what they tell me. Okay, so welcome to the show. I can't believe I'm conscious right now. I went to a concert last night by myself. By the way, that's a very important part of it.
Wait, you went by yourself? I thought you went with Lauxy.
Why the fuck would I go to Lauxy? He doesn't live here.
Yeah, I know, but I thought he came down because he practically lives there because he goes there.
All right,
there, so
new rule for the podcast. No people that they don't know. No mentioning people that they don't know.
I thought you went with that guy. I don't know how to continue this now.
Well, just don't bring it up then.
So you went to this concert by yourself?
Yeah, by myself.
Like, you didn't even bring a, like, you didn't even, like, bring a lady?
No, no, no. That's why you go to concerts by yourself, Chadley.
To bring home a lady. All right, I'm with you.
Come on, Chadley. You got to keep up now. So I went to this concert, and it was fantastic. But my favorite part about this, like, shitty venue that's in the basement, and there's, like, a bar. It's in a basement, and it's, like, a bar. Is you? They had, like, really cheap Tallboy Pilsners. And I indulged a bit. I threw down stacks. I had, like, 8 of them. And if you think about it, Pilsners, like, the tall boys, are like a beer and a half. And I drank 8 of them. So I basically drank a 12-pack of Pilsners last night.
So wait, hold on. Let me get this straight for a moment here.
Mm-hmm.
How much were these per Pilsner?
I don't know, like $5.50.
$5.50 times 8. That's like 40. It's $44.
Money's roughly. No object.
I don't have $44 to throw down on tall boys.
Well, the concert was only 16, so I figured I'd support the venue somehow. And then I also bought CDs. I also got the openers. I got Pup and the Zolas. Because I already had all of Colorado's CDs, so.
No, that's because he's all Colorado's great.
Colorado's great. Listeners probably don't know any of these bands. They're just small Canadian bands. But they're fantastic, and they put on a hell of a show. And, you know, it's very, I find it's very easy to make friends at concerts. You just, like, you see a really stoned guy, and you're like, yo, that guy's not stoned at all. Hey, and then you have a conversation with them. It's fantastic.
And then you guys talk about everyone there who's not as good as you because they aren't in touch. Intoxicated, you know, those people that show up to the concerts and then they don't do anything. They're literally just there man. to indulge.
There's a guy, like, standing on the side the whole time with his arms crossed. He wasn't security. He was just a hipster guy there, and he had his hipster girlfriend standing beside him with her arms crossed, and they just looked so unimpressed the whole time. Just...
Oh, my God. I had a motherfucking... I was talking to a hipster this week. I fucking hate these things, okay? He was like, I like alternative music, and I was like, oh, already, you're a fucking douche, and I don't like you. And I was like, so what, like Vampire Weekend? And he said, I'm not even kidding you, he said, no, Vampire Weekend sold out. And I'm like, what, they're too, Vampire Weekend is too big for you? Is that what you're saying right now, you fucking douche? Oh, it was unbelievable. I hope I never see that individual again in my life. I hate hipsters, man, so much.
Yeah.
And I didn't have to report on anything this week, so like I had to get like all my funny stories from within work. So that's something that happened this week.
So then after the concert, I figured I might as well go get some shawarma because the shawarma night is just down the road. So I popped in there, and my favorite thing about the shawarma night is the Greek guys in there call everybody Big Hoss. They're like, Big Hoss, what do you want? What do you want, Big Hoss? Like, I'm like, I'll grab a large chicken shawarma. They're like, all right, Big Hoss, what do you want on it? I'm like, everything but tomatoes. And they're like, all right, Big Hoss. They said it like 9 times. And then, like, I went up to Penny. He's like, that'll be $8.91, Big Hoss. And I'm like,
when I come up, you gotta take me there. That sounds incredible.
And then, as I was leaving the door, the Asian guy that was sweeping up pulls out, have a good night, Big Hoss.
The Asian guy, like, pulls out. You know that as soon as you left, the Greek guys were like, hey, you're trying to do the Big Hoss? Come on, man. You're Asian. You can't pull it off.
So fucking funny. But fantastic shawarma. Shawarma Night's probably the second best shawarma place in the city I reside in. I guess you can say Calgary because people know what that is, right?
Mm-hmm.
I just don't want to, like, say things that people don't know what they are. Because it leaves them out.
We love our listeners.
We'll work on the rules. We'll work on the rules later.
Oh, yeah, we'll come up with a dead set amount of rules.
Yeah. So that was fantastic. But I will say, if you are in the Calgary area, go to the Falafel King. It is the best shawarma place in Calgary. And it's run by a king. Okay?
Does the guy wear a crown while he gives you...
He, in fact, wears a crown while he...
Does he? No way! Does he?
Fuck yeah, he does.
Oh, it's part of the uniform? Oh, that's incredible. Oh, my God.
Highly recommend it. Highly recommend it. I am the resident shawarma expert in this city. Falafel King has the best.
Oh my god, you gotta take me. You gotta take me. I gotta, like, not for the, I don't even want the shawarma. I just want to see the crown.
Yeah, it's impressive.
Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. That's special. That's really special.
Absolutely. Hey kids, follow me on Twitter at JesusHMacy. This is a message from Buck Hollywood LaDuke himself.
That's straight from the mouth. If you want good shawarma recommendations, follow him on Twitter.
I'm very famous on Twitter. Did you hear what happened?
No, I didn't hear what happened. Oh, Ghostface Killer.
Ghostface Killer retweeted me. I'm basically as famous as it can be.
Damn right. Final Fantasy tweets favorited two of my tweets this weekend. I don't know if that's a big thing. I doubt it.
Is Final Fantasy tweets a member of the legendary Wu-Tang Clan?
If I said yes, there's not a chance in hell you would believe me.
No, it's just fucking Jizza on his computer retweeting Final Fantasy shit, hey?
Damn right. Actually, right. I just looked at it. The Final Fantasy tweets has less followers than me.
Well, you can't be successful then.
So I was playing Final Fantasy VIII this week, and I'm getting near the end, but there is a scene in that game that has the exact same concept as the movie Gravity. They swagger-jacked it. The girl...
Gravity did?
Yeah, Gravity. They swagger-jacked it from Squaresoft. Squaresoft? I think it was Squaresoft.
Who wrote that Gravity movie?
Oh, I don't know. Swagger-jacker. Clearly a Final Fantasy fan who wanted to...
We're going to have to get down to the bottom of this. Let's have him on the show.
All right, hold on. Let's find out this asshole's name.
Yeah, because I would really like to, like, I don't really believe your claim. So far, it's not very convincing. But, like, if there was any truth to it, I would like to get this guy on the show.
Alfonso. Weird Mexican last name that I can't pronounce.
Right. That was also the director, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, he also wrote it. But he was the head writer. I think there was like six writers. But okay, right, so okay. All right. I'm going to tell you what happens in Final Fantasy now. Okay, so this bitch goes out into space to go and fix something on the ship.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's like this explosion and everybody has to go. Everybody has to go. But the main character gets out of the ship to go and save the girl. And then the ship leaves. The ship leaves, and then they're like it's constantly telling you how long until you've run out of oxygen.
Oxen.
And then you go and find a fucking abandoned space station.
I'm pretty sure it's not oxen, Chadley.
It's oxen. Oxygen.
Oxen is a hormone that makes plants grow.
So. And then you go and find an abandoned space station because everybody's left. And you use it to get home, dude. It's the same thing. Like, it's the same goddamn thing.
Well, there's definitely similarities, but I don't know if it was swagger-jacked.
Oh, so swagger-jacked. Swagger-jacked to fuck.
Well, what we're going to do is we're going to get the writer of Final Fantasy VIII and Alfonso on the podcast. And we'll just be mediators in this thing. We'll let them hash it out live on the air.
The writer of Final Fantasy is just going to be pissed because this guy's making so much money off of their idea.
Watch out.
And it's like a 42-hour game, and it's literally just like a 2-hour gap in the game. So it's like this guy who wrote Final Fantasy, he wrote a hell of a lot more than this Alfonso motherfucker wrote, and he's getting literally maybe a 30 second of the credit.
That movie was so short.
Yeah, it was way too short. It was like 80 minutes. It was like...
I wish it was like another hour, honestly.
Well, I watched Pokemon Mewtwo Returns today, and it was like 55 minutes, and there was a lot of stock footage. I don't know how they pulled that shit off. It was unbelievable. What are you saying?
That's my best ASAP Rocky impression.
Trap.
Versace, Medusa's head on me. This is a private establishment. Get the fuck off the property. That's my Drake.
That does sound like Drake. Hashtag YOLO.
So speaking of Drake, you hear about Toronto?
Oh, I heard about Toronto, dude. Dude, I'm a journalist. This was my week.
Mm-hmm.
This was my week. Except no, it was the second biggest thing that happened this week. There was a volleyball team here where I live that got suspended because they were popping mollies during the volleyball games.
Ooh, that must be a fun game of volleyball. You're just you're going for like one of these moves. I don't know what this is. I don't know anything about volleyball, but this move where you like pop it up.
Mm-hmm.
They were gonna do that, but then they just like grab it. And they're like, it's so soft. I just want to touch it.
It's a volleyball.
I just want to touch it.
I had to do play-by-play for volleyball this week, and I was supposed to do two games, but I only had to do one because the men's volleyball team got disqualified from the league.
What is this? What is going on here?
I don't know. Put it down, though. Put it down. What the fuck?
I want to go down.
Fix it. Get a comb or something. Oh, I think it's good. Oh, okay, so what was I saying? Oh, yeah, so I only had to do one game. I only had to do the women's volleyball game.
Oh, nice.
That was a treat. Oh, an absolute treat. If you've never seen a women's volleyball game, there is nothing better than getting the booth at the very front.
I play beach volleyball outside my penthouse apartment all the time, 365 beach.
Dude, it's fucking snowing.
Yeah. There's still a beach volleyball court right there.
Okay. I guess I gotta trust you on this one.
365 beach, no.
Kobe, we're famous.
I know.
But
it's hard to be this famous and still keep your composure, you know.
I'm trying to remain humble, motherfucker.
Me too. Did you hear about that guy named Rob Ford?
Oh boy! Like I said, I'm a journalist. This was most of my week.
I was just trying to get you back on topic from the volleyball shit.
Right. I just wanted to talk about the volleyball team popping mollies for a sec there. But Bobby O'Ford.
Robert Ford. Robert Frost Ford.
Robert Frost Ford.
I don't know. That's a bad joke. That's not even funny.
He came out this week, mayor of Toronto. And he admitted to having smoked crack.
Wasted, though. That was his excuse. He was like, I was fucking wasted at the time.
And it was like...
washed out of my brain.
It's not even like he was like, oh, yeah, I smoked crack in college. He was like, yeah, I smoked crack, like, a bit ago.
I love that, like, his excuse is still, like, so, like... Like, he's always just seemed like a frat guy, like, at all points. Like, his excuse is like, well, I smoked crack, but it was fine. I was wasted. It's like, that's such a college excuse.
But here's the thing, and this is the reason that I brought up the volleyball thing earlier, is that the volleyball team here, they pop a couple mollies, they get disqualified from playing volleyball. Rob Ford is the mayor of Toronto. Motherfucker.
You can't impeach a mayor, though. You can't impeach a mayor, so there's nothing you can do.
But he's smoking crack. He's smoking crack, and Bill Clinton gets a BJ? Motherfucker,
yeah, but you
gets
can impeach. You can impeach a president. You can't impeach a mayor. Also can't arrest him because they can't hold him on his word. So
he's a man of his word. So I was looking up, like, crack information, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just, like, information about crack. Apparently, it only gives you, like, a 15-minute high, so it's, like, a waste of crack.
No, that's... You didn't know that?
No, I read that.
That's why you have to fucking hit it so much.
Mm-hmm. And then I also found out that it's only illegal to possess it, but if you're high on crack, they can still arrest you because you did possess it. Like, it might as well just be illegal to smoke it, but it's not. It's illegal to possess it.
I think that's true for most things, though, isn't it?
Yeah, but I think that's silly. Why can't it just be illegal to like be high on crack? Why isn't that illegal? Like, just in case somebody slips you some crack?
I guess, yeah. Well, so I think it's the same for, like, if you get drugged, they're not going to charge you for being on drugs because it wasn't you.
That's true. I'm with
you. You know, you gotta protect the citizens, really, is what that's all about. Gotta protect the citizens, Chadley.
Citizenship.
All I'm saying is I would hang out with Rob Ford for sure.
Oh, dude, after learning the sort of the thrush lifestyle he lives this week.
Have you seen the shit where he's just like yelling at reporters?
Yeah. Have you seen?
My favorite video is when a reporter calls him fat and he's like, "Did you just call me a fat fuck? Did you just call me a fat fuck?" And then he like tries to push him. It's so funny.
If you go
on Vice, like, they have like so many Rob Ford stories, and there's always just like a picture of him falling. Like, he falls down so much. There's one where he's just like at a football game and he's running alongside and he just face plants into the dirt.
Have you seen the video where Rob Ford walks into a camera?
I've seen all the videos of Rob Ford.
Have you seen the one where he threatens to kill a guy?
Yeah, that one's a classic.
That one's really good. He got his he had a radio show with his brother Doug Ford that used to play every week on Sunday, just like this show.
Mm-hmm.
But it got taken away from him this week because they don't want
they lost the show.
Yeah, they lost the show because they don't want the radio station to be like tainted by crack.
Mm-hmm. See, because I watched, which must have been the last broadcast then, like a couple weeks ago, when they were doing the tell-all, they were just taking callers, and like Rob was just answering questions. It was awesome.
The man seems insane.
Oh, he's fucking crazy. But like, the thing is, he's actually a pretty good mayor too. Like,
you know what? You know what's gonna happen now? When he gets up for a mayoral election again, which he said he's going to do, he's going to get voted in again. Do you know why? Because people think it's fucking hilarious. It's
possible, but I don't know.
I think there's enough people who enjoy the comedy.
I feel like the people that vote for comedy reasons rarely get out to actually vote. That's the thing.
I voted for comedy reasons, legit.
Yeah, but you're one crazy motherfucker is what you are.
I voted for the guy who had a plan for zombies.
I voted for the guy that said he would bring more taxis to the city.
On that taxi brush?
He did not win.
The zombie guy won here.
He did?
Yeah, he won. He's our mayor now.
That's fucking awesome as shit.
It's awesome, man. It's awesome. He looks like Dean Norris with hair.
Speaking of also Toronto, I heard there's some Halloween shenanigans going on there, Chadley.
Okay, yeah. So this is unbelievable. So the government wanted to prove that it was tolerant. So there's like this lesbian feminist haunted house that these women wanted to put on. So the government gave them the grants to fund it this Halloween. And as well as in this article, just on the topic, Rob Ford also did a haunted house in his office, which you could go to. Everybody was welcome. But these feminists put on this haunted house, and in this haunted house, they had a jar of actual real menstrual blood.
Oh, jeez.
And like, I hear stories like this, and I'm just like thinking, who is just like, all right, ladies, everybody period in a jar so that we can use it in this haunted house, and then all these women go, gee, what a great idea, you guys. Fuck. That's sick. Like, that's sick. That's like saying, oh, yeah, we're going to have a gay one, but we're going to have a jar of cum. Like, you guys ready for that jar of cum? Ew. Kinda. Sick. It's not. In fact, it's much worse than a jar of cum because like some girls enjoy drinking that.
Harder to acquire, I think.
Yeah, yeah. Because like cum, you can make that in like 15 minutes if you wanted to. You gotta bide your time on the menstrual blood.
The menstrual blood. That's takes some strict planning. Like if just, I wanted a jar of cum, I could get one.
From
jar of menstrual blood. That'd take a bit of work, you know.
it'd be easy. There's no menstrual blood banks.
Heavy flow.
So that is some silly shit.
Hashtag me heavy flow if you're listening.
Hashtag me.
I'll know what you mean.
Goodness.
And then I will follow you if you want me to follow you. Hashtag me heavy flow. All right.
Tweet me right now at Chelly the Movie. Tweet me hashtag big jar. Hashtag big jar.
Hashtag big jar.
So I think Toronto is basically fucked.
No, it sounds awesome.
Menstrual blood, crack mayor.
It sounds like a place that I want to be, Chadley. At all times.
I made a song about Rob Ford smoking crack called "I'm the King of Crack." You can listen to that on punchnerds.com on the music tab.
Absolutely.
It's some good stuff. It's getting some good listens.
Everybody
getting some good views.
Go listen to it.
Download it.
Good, because I don't take Chadley's music seriously. So.
It's a song called "I'm the King of Crack." I don't want to take it seriously.
It's just your voice. It's just your voice.
My rap voice?
I don't know.
Too much for you?
It's unbearable.
It's too black.
It's just too Chadley. there's no other way to explain it.
You have a hard enough time listening to me on the podcast.
I already listen to you for like plus 5 hours a week, so
making and editing these podcasts.
Yeah. I don't get to. I like this podcast because you don't have to edit it.
Yeah.
That's the best part about it.
Yeah.
No editing required. This is a free flow conversationalist podcast. That's what we're really going for here.
Absolutely.
Free flow conversationalist podcast. Even once we start getting guests, we'll just like, it'll be a very conversationalized type deal, you know.
Yeah, no professional.
We'll still ask them questions and stuff, but it will be weaved into a conversation because we're getting really good at that somehow. I don't know how that happened.
And what happens, happens, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
We're getting better at podcasting because we do it so much.
Well, I mean, I really see those Nerdcore Meow podcasts as like 60-plus episodes of practice, you know, practice pod.
Absolutely. All practice for the Punch Nerds podcast.
Hashtag practice pod. Hashtag practice pod.
Hashtag
That's
practice.
That's really what people show up for.
So I just realized...
four episodes and someone already wants to be the new co-host.
I just realized something. I'm looking at this this broadcast right now, and there is one thing that is not black and white, and that's the Palm Pilot.
Yeah, I noticed that. Also that blue line.
Oh, yeah, the blue line. But the Palm Pilot, mostly.
So I was watching some Netflix the other day. You know what really bothers me about Netflix?
Tell me.
Their bullshit algorithm that like tells you what you should watch.
Oh my fucking god, right? So I was fucking on there last night and recommended for you was Spring Breakers. What the fuck did I watch for you to recommend this bullshit to me?
You must have watched something silly, right? Super indie or something, right?
I must have, man. But I tell you what, I don't watch those Korean movies. I don't watch those Korean movies because Harmony Korine is like the worst director in the world. Since Gummo, I've just not been able to fucking watch that guy's movies. They're so bad.
It's definitely one I don't understand the love for. There's a lot of directors I get. Quentin Tarantino, completely understand. Wes Anderson, I get it.
I don't love all of Tarantino's movies, but I get them.
I understand why he's a cult favorite.
Yeah, because...
Harmony Korine? Don't get it. Never seen a good movie from him.
Not a single one. And everybody is always, like, fucking quick to fucking put that Gummo movie on the palette of reasons he's a good director. It's the worst movie. Like, it's so bad. And, like, the effects are fucking weird.
I think the only thing that Harmony Korine has ever, like, sort of done all right on was that movie Kids.
I've never seen that. I've actually heard...
But he didn't direct that. He just, like, sort of wrote it with Larry Clark, the director.
Oh, Harmony Korine, he's like 14 years old now, isn't he? He's got to be in the early 20s at least, dude. He's really fucking young. Yeah. And that Spring Breakers movie, absolutely, holy fuck, dude. I just looked this up. Motherfucker is 40. He looks like he's like 13. But maybe he's got that Andy Milonakis disease.
I love that shit.
But fucking...
Remember Trash Humpers?
Yeah, I remember Trash Humpers. Oh boy, Andy Milonakis or something.
I don't know if I could ever hang out with Andy Milonakis.
No, I'm certain he'd be an asshole. Did you ever see the Andy Milonakis show?
No, not really.
I used to think that shit was like the funniest thing that ever happened to MTV, which, to be honest,
it might be.
Yeah, I was gonna say it probably was. No, Beavis and Butthead is the best thing, funniest thing that happened to MTV.
Yeah, probably.
But still, fuck, dude. Like, that show was bad. He is bad, and like his raps are so awful. They make me want to take my fingers, poke them through my eyes, and then just fucking claw at my brain until I'm a vegetable.
He's horrible, but I really like Dirt Nasty and Riff Raff, so that's why I can stand Three Loko.
Yeah, Dirt Nasty and Riff Raff are good. Riff Raff is excellent. That's actually who the movie Spring Breakers is about. Did you know that?
Yeah.
It's about Riff Raff. They asked Riff Raff to play it, but apparently
he did not want to do it.
He was too busy.
I think probably Franco was the first choice, but they just said that because it's about Riff.
Yeah, and I was a big fan of seeing Franco with the cornrows.
Did you actually watch the movie?
No, I've seen pictures, though, and I've seen trailers.
Okay.
But you think I'm going to watch a movie called Spring Breakers where Selena Gomez and Vanessa Hudgens are in bikinis on the front?
I accidentally watched the first 30 seconds of it, and it's only just like, it's slow motion tits getting like showered in champagne.
Yes.
Go watch the first 30 seconds of it. It's fucking funny.
Then turn it off.
After that.
Oh, I watched The Other Guys last night. That's probably what had them recommending Spring Breakers.
Well, that might be it, actually.
But I watched The Other Guys last night.
First 5 minutes, best part.
Yeah, the movie is pretty decent until like the 45-minute mark, and then it loses some serious momentum and becomes really awful.
Yeah.
But the first 45 minutes, there were some funny parts. I like when Will Ferrell buys him the mug that says Female Body Inspector, and he's like, at first you think it's just an FBI thing, but then you look at it, Female Body Inspector? This is outrageous. Get out of town.
There's the one part that I really like in that movie where he's like, if you may be the lion, but I'm
the tuna.
I'm a tuna. And if you come out into the tuna's water, you gonna get eat even if you're a lion.
He's like, oh no, I'll eat you and then I'll bang your tuna girlfriend.
Yeah. Like, that was my favorite part of that movie. That was okay.
That was alright. It was, you know, first 45 minutes I was like, well, I heard this was horrible. And then
A little too long though, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was like an hour and 50. And then like the last hour I was like, ah, this is why people say this is bad, because this is horrible. Yeah. But I'm a big fan of that there, Steve Coogan. He brings the British thrush.
Oh, he does.
He brings that British power to the screen.
Very powerful.
Big fan. Michael Keaton, I hadn't seen him in a movie in like 50 years.
I forgot he was in that.
I'm pretty sure that the last movie he did before that was Batman.
Maybe. I don't know if that's true, though. I feel like he must have done something British in between there.
Michael Keaton? He's not British, though.
No?
No, Michael Keaton is not British.
I'm thinking of something else then.
You're probably thinking of Coogan now.
Oh, I might be thinking of Coogan now. But speaking of British, did you hear about the British Parliament?
Yeah, dude. So basically what's going on in British Parliament... I reported on this story this week because this is just like... It's too silly not to talk about it. These fucking rats have been infested into British Parliament... And they're mutant rats. Mutant rats. So they put down the poison for the rats. The normal rats will eat it and die. But the mutant rats, they eat it and they become stronger. Like this is like straight out of a comic book, but this is like legit
they're
happening. They're absorbing it. That's right. And then the British Parliament, they're spending $11,000 a month trying to get rid of these mutant rats. They hired a cat team, which I didn't know was a thing. Cat teams?
That's got to be real, right? There's money in that.
he hired a cat team, but the cat team lost. They lost to the mutant rats.
The mutant rats, like, they brought their swords out and shit, and just, like, started slaying everything.
So now, and this is the best part about this story, British Parliament is discussing using sniper rifles on these rats. like sitting in a corner and just like sniping them
out.
Well,
it'll be funny because they'll blow up, right?
Yeah, and they'll probably have like green blood or something because they're mutated.
Oh yeah, it blows up and gets in the sniper's mouth, and then he turns into a mutant. That's how it begins, Chadley. That's how it all begins.
Oh man, this is it, man. This is the apocalypse. We're done now.
This is how zombies start.
Right? That's okay. We'll podcast all through the apocalypse. We'll live cast through the apocalypse.
We'll be one of the few live
broadcasts.
Live broadcast during the apocalypse. You know why? Because we're safe up here on the top floor of this penthouse apartment in snowy Canada.
And I'll come there because I'm not safe here because I'm right next to a graveyard. So if there were zombies, I'd definitely be the first to go, right?
You're gonna want to be on the top floor of this penthouse.
Okay. I'll sleep in your closet.
Yeah, there's lots of room there.
If I sleep at all.
Well, in fact, we'll probably just kick our one roommate out, Mark, that we don't like, and you can have his room.
Oh, dude, I'd love that. We should just do that anyways, apocalypse or no apocalypse.
That's what I was thinking. Get this greasy fucking cheese Sasquatch out of my house.
Ah.
What were you drinking there? That looked like a weird can. A Mountain Dew Voltage. Where did you even acquire that? Do they sell that?
Yeah. Yeah, this is the one that won, remember? They gave us all the flavors, and then they're like, lol, JK, you guys get one.
Oh. Well, I'm glad Voltage won. That one's pretty good.
No, dude, Code Red, dude. I miss it so hard.
Code Red is the worst.
How? My God.
It was just like 7-Up with a slight cherry tinge.
How? Oh, I could murder you.
Fucking come and do it then, Brad. You know what I got right here?
What's that?
This is a pen. I could kill you with a pen, Chadley. That's how much of a pussy you are.
Let me see that pen. What's on that pen?
It's blue.
Oh, I thought there was words on it. Or maybe it was one of those ones where if you hold it up, there's like a woman in a bikini, and then you turn upside down, and then her clothes come off. You ever seen those?
No.
They're neat.
That's dumb as fuck.
Dude, it's neat. You could fap to a bikini pen for sure-sies.
Yeah.
Undoubtedly. So yeah, there's rats in Parliament, mutant rats. So they're trying to.
I was at Best Buy yesterday.
Yeah.
And I could almost not get in the door because there were so many dumb nerds trying to get their dumb video game.
Which dumb video game?
I don't know, probably Call of Duty or something. Like,
oh my God,
Best Buy is holding this deal right now where if you trade in a game, then you get Call of Duty or Battlefield for free. And like the line was out the door, and I'm like, what is this? What is going on? And none of the dumb nerds would answer me. I don't know if I was looking just so classy and good that they just...
We're intimidated. Didn't want
to talk to me or something.
Clearly intimidated.
See, I went into Best Buy for one reason only. I don't like Best Buy, but it was the closest place that sells CDs. I was trying to acquire this, the deluxe edition. Number two. And, yeah,
but it's no good.
Well, I beg to differ, and I will go into depth on that when I finish writing my article about it. But... I went in there, and this gay Asian's like, can I, like, first of all, he didn't even help me. I don't know what happened to Best Buy, but they don't come up to you anymore. You have to go seek out help. So I found this gay Asian kid. I'm like, do you got Marshall Mathers LP number two deluxe edition? And he's like, oh, yeah, we should have it. So we go over. They don't fucking have it. So he's like, well, I'm going to go to the back. I'll take a look. And I'm like sitting there for like 20 minutes, and he finally comes back with like a stack of them. He's like, this is what you're looking for? I'm like, I only want one, man. I only want fucking one.
He's like, oh, I'm sorry, I thought you were buying this in bulk to sell on the internet.
Because we don't sell CDs at Best Buy anymore. It's like, this shit's been out for 2 weeks. How have you not put it on your shelves yet? Jesus fucking Christ.
That's just bad employees. Yeah. Fucking Best Buy. But yeah, I hate nerds too. All the people.
I hate nerds so much. That's why I created Punch Nerds.
All these people going on about the PS4, like, I'm sitting here and I'm like, motherfucker, I'm not even done with my PS1 yet.
I've never been less interested in a console release, I think.
Yeah, this year, like, the Wii U, the Xbox One, and the PS4, I don't care to buy any of those. And, like, I have a lot of systems.
The thing with me is I've already been playing next gen for, like, 5 years on my supercomputer, so...
Damn right. You're damn right, Kevin.
I can play everything on Ultra. Go fuck yourself.
Like,
go fuck
I feel like,
yourself.
I feel like at this point, I don't think video games need to be released anymore because I think there's enough. You know, like I think we need to put a cap on it. There's enough that exists.
Well, I don't think there needs to be any more consoles. Like, why isn't everybody on PC at this point?
Or at least, like, I know people probably said this. You can get a
controller to plug into your PC and it's the same.
Yeah, but I like playing things on my TV. But you can also get, like...
to my TV. I am on my TV right now. There is a 32-inch TV that you are on right now. It's a television.
Television!
That's my screen. That's my computer screen. My computer screen is a television.
I wish that I had the money like that, but my TV doesn't have HDMI. If my TV had HDMI, I could play PC games. My TV is old, though. I have a 28-incher from, like, the late 90s. And it doesn't...
Do some learning.
Yeah, and plus, I don't think my laptop would be able to...
Probably not, that. But you can build a PC for cheaper than the new PlayStation.
The new consoles, that's for sure. I get a wireless too, wireless controller.
Yeah, I don't know if that's possible, but probably.
Yeah.
I've never really looked into the controller thing because I don't need it.
Yeah, because like if I did start playing PC games, like I do want to get into PC gaming because there's some really good ones that aren't like. I played the first Slender game, and I really want to get into the second one because it was really good, and I've heard the second one's better. And I want to get into those Amnesia games, too.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a big fan of horror, so the fact that those games are only available on PC infuriates me.
Yeah, well, it's Master Race, so...
Damn right.
You know, we get down. We get down, motherfucker, get down.
And God lifts us up.
Maybe.
Praise to Jay.
One time I was on... This is actually a good story. One time I was on an airplane, and like there's this like... I don't know. She must have been from the Bible Belt of America, and she was like sitting there like praying the whole time. And I'm like, what do you think that's really going to do on an airplane where we're already in a metal flying tube that's getting shot across the continent of the United States?
We're already flying against God's will.
Yeah. It's like, what is Jesus going to come up and like hold the plane as we're crossing the continental America? I don't understand. Like, it was funny.
This must have been like in Idaho.
Well, we were flying out of, I think, Idaho or Washington. Down
Ohio.
I think we were getting a layover in, like, had to be, like, Arizona or something like that.
That's why, dude.
Yeah.
Phoenix is where all the Mormons live. The ones that don't live in Ohio, anyways.
Well, Salt Lake, Utah, but...
Utah, know, right. Oh, fuck, yeah. Forgot about Utah. Shit.
But, you know, whatever. That's just off. That's funny as fuck.
Utah should be renamed Mormonia.
I'd be down with that.
can we get that? Can we like? Can we get like?
I was thinking petition? About buying Detroit. Just turning it into Punch Nerdlandia.
Punch Nerdlandia, and then we live in the penthouse, the biggest penthouse.
Yeah, Danny Brown can hang out there because I know Danny Brown lives there.
I don't know if I'd want him around. He'd be spewing his. This weird shit at us.
He doesn't have teeth.
Dan Brown doesn't have teeth?
Danny Brown has no teeth.
I think we're thinking of different people.
I'm thinking of the rapper Danny Brown.
Okay, yeah, see, I'm thinking of Dan Brown, the author of The Da Vinci Code.
I'm pretty sure he lives in England.
Well, good. I hope just he stays there. Okay, well, Danny Brown can come. No Dan
Danny
Brown.
Danny Brown for sure can come.
No Dan Brown.
Absolutely. So I've been crushing it on Twitter lately.
I've seen that. It's a lot of fun.
I'm really good at Twitter, Chelly, and I've also created a whole night culture called Night Twitter. If you guys aren't on at Night Twitter, that's really the best time. It's really between like 1 a.m. and 4 to 5 a.m. where you basically tweet with no punctuation or grammar, and it doesn't have to make any sense.
Yeah. Do you have to misspell as well?
No, don't misspell. Just no punctuation or grammar. You can misspell. That's part of my culture.
So give me some examples of this.
Okay. One of my favorite people from Knight Twitter is Branson Branson on Twitter. And the other night, he tweeted, this horse chili is too spicy. That's Knight Twitter.
This horse chili is too spicy. That's grammar. Is it the right two?
Yep, but it's no capital. No capital. No capitals.
Horse chili, hashtag obey horse dad.
Yeah, obey horse dad. Also, I got some good news for the Punchers podcast. We're now on Stitcher Smart Radio. So
yeah, I saw that. What does that mean? What does that mean for me?
Well, that doesn't mean much for you until we get more viewers and then they start paying us. But we are now on the premier podcast delivery service of the internet. You're not a real podcast until you have been accepted into the Stitcher Smart Family Radio.
Oh, well, congratulations to us. We made it. We're there, you know. We're getting closer to achieving our dreams, Chadley J. Amoeba.
Rhyme told me there'd be days like this. Rhyme told me there'd be.
Invincible, untouchable.
Yeah, the incredible, lyrical, and original. Unbelievable.
My soul is like bam.
Bam. Your battle stations, I'm ready.
Invincible, untouchable.
Word.
Feelings get hard, quick, see back to the ground.
Me, I'm just true, I'm just invincible.
Man, your battle stations, I'm ready.
Yo. I got my power glove and my power kicks. Got a lot of children upset, shower kids. You know how it is, they need their Pedialyte. While I'm so hype, I feed the media meteorites. Immediately the leader creep if you're mediocre. And be the reason you tweaking, living la vida loca. You thinking you the bomb? What planet you been on? I'll chew that planet and move along like I'm Unicron. Autobot with Serato and a guava drop. Hot as lava, got the salsa and a lot of guac. I hear a lot of talk, go butts, knock it off. I'm too busy dropping car models from Osaka off. Been to my Optimus Prime since 85. Kept it on, repping strong, flexing on space and time. No need for weapons drawn, leprechauns hating fine. Guess who's on, never gone, Megatron, state of mind.
The invincible, untouchable.
Yeah, the incredible, lyrical, and original.
Unbelievable. My soul is like, bam,
bam. Your battle stations, I'm ready.
The invincible, untouchable.
Word.
Feelings get hard, quick, see back to the ground.
Me, I'm just true, that's just invincible.
I'm ready.
Invincible armor, conventional darts. Skills in the arts, filled with more sensible smarts. Should be charred, bound, festival driven, legibles gripping. Uncut, unrated, so understand the mission. Lift pins, incision, surgery spitting. Merge words so they fit in a various way to listen. Salary risen, I'm high pine sipping. Well, y'all niggas suck at the basics of straight ripping. Bitch, take notes, see I'm scholared academically. Smash diddly, last nigga that spies literally. You're fucking up the crowd, tight pants on. Flows not strong, got the whole shit wrong. Long-winded, amended, and blow hard, savvy. Boys carry like Barry, and ladies wanna grab me. Gladly, I'm fucking with the low budget approved. Mainstream sound, basement, invisible groove.
The invincible, untouchable.
Yeah,
the incredible, lyrical, and original.
Unbelievable.
My soul is like, bam, bam.
Your battle stations, I'm ready.
The invincible, untouchable.
Just invincible.
Man, your battle stations, I'm ready.
Shield black, pull off fast, I'm Cybertronian. Model citizen, historian, put the time in. Limelight shining, flash, beacon. You can either dance or just have a seat in.
Kick back, relax while we spit acid tracks in your grill. It's ill till you ask where's Ratchet at, weakling. While we keep six, all of y'all keep sleeping. I'll bring the heat as long as my heart keeps beating.
Lesions, abrasions, scars and bars blazing. Cops hazing, random fights is on occasion. Made men volley off lines to compliment. Prior songs astonishing, we majorly dominant.
And there ain't no stopping them. With flames on top of them, the frames made of lithium, so save your oxygen. Kills with the burner, jet planes ain't clocking them. Me and LB Excel stay out bombing them.
Invincible, untouchable.
Yeah,
the incredible, lyrical, and original.
Invincible, untouchable.
Man, your battle stations, I'm ready.
Just invincible.
You didn't even touch my skill.
Invincible. Just invincible.
And we are live.
Welcome back. Sorry about that. There was some technical difficulties on our end there.
Well, after that small intermission, we're back with part two.
Yeah, we'll give you guys some time to go and cook up some noodles or some pizza pops or whatever it is.
I hope you enjoyed your pizza pops, you fat fuck nerd. You fat nerd fuck.
I've eaten 4 pizza pops today.
You fat fuck nerd.
I ate half a box.
I haven't eaten a pizza pop in many moons, Chadley. Moons.
Moons!
Fucking moons, Chad. Moons.
How dare you? Don't yell at me. I didn't do anything to you. Well,
that's fairly untrue.
Oh, no. I'm going to break this.
Speaking of weird food, I heard you like McRibs.
Oh, okay. So I went to McDonald's. Okay, first day McRib is back. Already an ambulance in the parking lot. Don't know what that was about. Didn't want to know because I was there for the McRib. I knew that's why I was there. And I knew that if someone died, it would have ruined my McRib. But yeah. I did the McRib challenge, which is eating a McRib without vomiting.
That's the challenge.
Eating one McRib without vomiting. It's so tasty, but the greasiest, most disgusting thing that exists in this world.
In this world.
I've never eaten something as disgusting and vile as the McDonald's McRib.
I've never had one, but...
Oh, dude, you don't want one. Like,
I haven't been to McDonald's in a very long time, so I'm not going to eat that for a McRib.
They're really good. Like, they're really good, but, man, like, I can feel them lay... I can feel it laying eggs in my stomach.
The McRib has possessed you.
It's absolutely disgusting. Completely uncomfortable, yeah. Like, it's taking over, like, it thickens your bloodstream by at least times two.
Jesus Christ.
Completely thick bloodstream. It's not recommended.
I'm glad there's no McDonald's near me, because that might convince me to go get one right there.
Oh.
I'm so hungover. I could eat a McRib. I could eat a couple, probably.
Is your blood thinning out, Colby?
Yeah, so
like, why don't they, like, for people who have, like, low blood pressure, prescription McRibs?
I don't know if that would work.
McRibs-tion. There's a joke there, but I can't figure it out.
Yeah, Chadley's not that good at hacking up the jokes.
Yeah, there needs to be a McRib prescription for those people who have low blood pressure. Because, you know. Nobody likes passing out in the middle of the street. That's uncomfortable and weird. And sometimes people will like touch your body. Maybe rape you.
Touch my body. Powerful.
You know that song, "It's Getting Hot in Here, So Take Off All Your Clothes"? He never says that the person he's speaking with is conscious.
It's true.
I mean, I wouldn't look far into it because
Charlie's got some theories, though. Let me tell you. Let's hear some more of your theories, Chadley.
Theory number one, of course, is "It's Getting Hot in Here." It's definitely a rape song.
Okay.
Those Easter egg island heads things, I am convinced that they were alive at one point. Frozen gods. Well, here's what I think happens. Is that, have you ever read David and Goliath?
No. Why would I read that?
It's a Bible story, man. You gotta get.
Why would I read that?
On that Bible grind.
Hashtag Bible guy.
But I believe that there was a species of people who were large, like Goliath, and they all moved to Easter Island, and then they all got decapitated for crimes against humanity.
You know what's awesome about those Easter Island heads?
What's that?
They've dug up around them, and they found out they have full bodies.
Do they really?
Look up Easter Island head body.
Oh, God, that's incredible. Do-do-do. Easter Island head bodies. Oh, my God. Holy shit, that's so weird, dude. Who made these? Okay. Who made these?
I don't know.
I can't... Hold on just a sec. This is just too incredible to not share. That's so weird. What... What civilization did this?
One of those ones that worked on Easter Island, I guess.
Damn, the picture's too big. But you can see there's its shoulders right there.
Yeah.
Fuck, that's weird, man. Easter. Okay, so, yeah, that's another one of my theories. My next theory is that cassettes, they're coming back.
That's true, actually. Cassettes are coming back.
They're coming back hard.
Actually.
Dude, vinyl, like, they sell new shit in vinyls, like, in regular stores. Like, they sell vinyls in my London rugs. Like, I thought we got past vinyl years ago.
Yeah, vinyls are back now.
Unbelievable.
Like, at concerts, I could either have gotten these CDs in vinyl or CD. I opted for the CD option. If they had cassettes, I would have got the cassettes.
Damn right you would have. I've been, there's a
because
store.
You know how much they sell cassettes for? Like $5. It's cheap as fuck.
Yeah, dude. Cassette is where it's at, man.
Hell yeah. My favorite release so far that I've gotten on cassette is one of Milo's albums he released on cassette only.
Which one? It was only on vinyl or only on cassette?
It was only on cassette or digital. There was no CD.
That's awesome.
I believe that was can't remember which one it was actually. It was Things That Happen at Day and Things That Happen at Night.
Oh.
Things That Happen at Day was on the A side, and Things That Happen at Night were on the B side.
I really liked I Take Baths.
I Take Baths was good.
That's
his best release probably.
I remember when we announced I Take Baths on the Nerd Carmia podcast, I was so freaking drunk that I couldn't get the word bath out.
You know what's really good that you should listen to? Milo is signed to the Hellfire Club, and they just released a mixtape of all their artists, and it's so good.
Neat. I'll give her a listen.
So everybody check out the Hellfire Club. You know what was cool about that is the day it was released was also the day that Ghetto Socks album was released and Adam Warrock's new album was released. So and the top three Bandcamp was Hellfire, Adam Warrock, Ghetto Socks. It was awesome.
And More or Less had had an album out.
Right, More or Less also had it. That was, I think More or Less was out a few days before, though.
So that was a crazy day.
Yeah, that was awesome. One of the better music days as of recent. And it was also, you know what was weird about that?
I haven't heard the Ghetto Socks yet, but I've heard it's incredible.
I really like the Ghetto Socks new album. And there's a lot of music coming out right now, like a crazy amount.
Yeah.
It's definitely thrown a wrench into my top five of 2013 because there's just so much new stuff coming out all of a sudden.
Yeah, dude. It's been a weird month so far. I'm at the end of the year I'm gonna put together my top 10 nerdcore albums,
I think I'm just gonna do a top 10 overall.
I think I'm gonna use the term nerdcore pretty loose. Just anybody who is somehow related to that scene.
Well, I really want to put Yeezus on mine, but not high on the list. Just I need to put it on there for comedy reasons.
I know a guy who's been tweeting like that he listens to Yeezus every day, and apparently it just gets better and better the more you listen to it.
Yeah, that's me.
No, it's another dude.
Well, he stole my tweets because that's written.
He's a big Yeezus fan.
Well, it's fantastic. Like, there's no other albums that give you great lines like "When I park my Corolla." Or, "When I park my Range Rover, I slightly dent your Corolla. Okay, I smashed your Corolla." Then there's a part where he's like, "Yo, I'm a rap lick priest, and I speak swag Healy." And it's like...
What's the big line from that one?
"Hurry up with my damn croissants."
Yeah.
"Hurry up with my damn croissants" is good. "I kick it 300 like the Romans, 300 bitches wear my Trojans." It's a pretty good line.
That is a good line. I mean, Trojans and Romans is a pretty go-to rhyme, but
my favorite, though, is that he kicks it 300 like the Romans, but that 300 movie wasn't based on Romans.
Spartans.
So, like, somebody didn't fact-check it, or they were too scared to correct Kanye's. That's the only two options.
Absolutely.
They were like, Kanye.
Yeah.
Hey,
Are you sure about that Romans line?
Are you sure about that Romans line? I'm 100% sure.
Romans.
And he was like, he was all like, I'm 100% sure. And they were like, okay, okay, all right, all right. We're with you.
You record it for sure.
His producer actually stopped him.
I kick it 300 like the Spartans. 300 bitches in Doc Martens. See, you can adjust it.
Yeah, there was ways to adjust it, but he didn't. Kanye don't give a fuck.
Kanye doesn't give a hoot, you know. He doesn't give a hoot.
And what does it mean to kick it 300? Or did he just want to say the, like, did he just want to mention the movie 300?
Like, what is the exact line?
What does it mean to kick it 300? 300 what?
I don't know if it's kick it, but it's, he does something 300, like the Romans.
It wouldn't make sense if it wasn't kick it.
I don't think it's kick it. That doesn't make sense. Why would Kanye say kick it?
Yeah, true. Old rhymes.
That's something that Chadley would write.
Damn right. Come on, Kanye. You're better than me.
Oh, he keeps it 300. He keeps it 300. Like the Romans.
But what does that mean? What does
like
that mean?
He keeps 300 bitches on call at all times.
Oh. Doesn't he have a wife?
Well, you know, that's neither here nor there.
Rap wife.
I think that also means like he keeps it real. Like he keeps it 300. Like he's keep. Or, no, I think keeping it 100 means keeping it real, right? So he keeps it three times as real. Because he keeps it 300. Keeps it 300. $100 bill. Keep it 300.
$100 bill.
300 bitches. Where are the Trojans? Where are the Trojans at, you know?
Where are the Trojans? Unbelievable.
I love Kanye. Like... Yeezus was incredible. Like,
he's very funny.
People talk a lot of shit about Yeezus, but those are the people that haven't listened to it more than once. This is one of those things that like it really the lyrics really sink in after the third or fourth listen. Like, because I didn't find that I'm a Rapplick Priest line until very recently. Because like he's a Rapplick Priest, Jeffy. Rapplick. See, you didn't even get it.
I didn't even get it until like the first 10 times you said it.
That's why you got to listen to the album more than once. And he speaks Swag Healy. Like, understand that line? That's fucking hilarious. it's a great album, and I don't understand why people are shitting on it so much. Because clearly, it's not his best shit. It's not College Dropout Kanye, that's for sure. But it's fucking hilarious. Love you.
Somebody's watching TV in my house.
Well, you should go out there and show him your dick. Oh, sneak up on him. Sneak up on him with your cloppy hooves and, like, throw your dick over his shoulder while he's watching TV.
I think his parents are here.
Oh, God.
Even better.
Even more.
That's absolutely despicable.
You're a despicable human. Chadley, you're despicable.
I know. That's why I rock a suit every day, my friend, because I'm one of those guys now. All about the money.
You're a company man, hey?
Yeah, I'm a company man.
Fucking unbelievable.
Become a fucking accountant.
Yeah. Absolutely, you should become an accountant. Chadley doesn't know how to count. There's no way he could be an accountant.
Dude, what are you talking about? Besides you, I was the best of our friends at math in high school.
I wasn't even that good at math. It's not my strongest.
Maybe I was the best. I thought math was sort of my forte. I was good at the math.
I guess maybe.
I'll stop wearing contact lenses and wear glasses every day and just go to a job where...
Contact lenses? You have perfect eyes, Chadley.
No, I don't anymore. I used to. I don't anymore. What happened? Like, apparently I watched too much TV, I guess. I don't know. Now I gotta wear contacts. And when I bought these, hold on, I'm gonna show you my glasses, and I guarantee, I promise you, when I bought these, they were cool, and these are the reasons I wear contact lenses, because I hate these. I wear these only at night, and in front of people I'm extremely comfortable with, But I'm gonna debut these beautiful glasses on the podcast. These were cool when I bought them.
Jesus fucking Christ.
You gotta understand that. These were really cool when I bought them.
Those are bigger than your fucking brothers.
But they're not cool now. So.
No, those have never been cool.
I'll get like those thin like sliver glasses. I'll wear those to work every day. And
But you gotta wear them like down on your nose like this.
Yeah, damn right. Damn right. If I'm gonna be an accountant, why wouldn't I, you know?
Because, you know, you gotta look up at shit, but you also gotta look down at your accounting shit.
Yeah, and the things that I gotta look up at aren't as important.
Doesn't matter if it's clear or not.
It's usually like people bothering me at my desk, hey, Brad.
Heaven. Like, I imagine everybody in accounting is
heaven. From people the come office. Over, people come over and they're like, hey, Brad, do you want to go and get a sandwich or something? And I'm always like, motherfucker, can't you see?
You're like this, you're like, accounting, motherfucker. Motherfucker, I'm accounting.
I'll just become miserable and hate my life and beat my wife.
Oh, you want some petty change, motherfucker? You want some petty change? Go fuck yourself. I'm accounting.
I'm an accountant. I clearly don't give anybody money. But I'll beat my wife and neglect my children, which I will have like at least three of. And they'll be like cute kids, too. They won't like even be like annoying bratty kids. They'll be like, Daddy, we just want your love kind of kids. But I will... Oh, I will knock them down a peg every time they try and pull that shit on me.
Chedley, you know how earlier I was talking about how we should buy Detroit?
Detroit? Yeah.
What we should really do is go down to Detroit and just buy like a giant warehouse and turn that into our podcast studio. Because we can buy a warehouse for like $200 and own it.
Why in Detroit?
Because it's so cheap. They're bankrupt. You can buy like 40 acres of land for like $1,000. We could build a compound on that shit.
Okay, that's what you want to do.
I'm just saying it'd be very cheap.
Okay.
I'm just saying it'd be very cheap. I don't know.
I think eventually we should have a Nerdcore, or not Nerdcore, Punch Nerds headquarters.
It's not even where we work, I guess.
Where we work. It could be anywhere in the world, because we're an online company.
That's true.
So I guess
I've also been looking into islands. Straight up islands.
Stacks on stacks.
They're actually not as expensive as you would think.
How much are they?
We can get an island for like $2.1 million.
That seems low.
I know, right?
But would it have nothing on it, right?
The one that I was looking at actually has an abandoned hotel on it.
We could work in the hotel, but we would need to set up like electricity and internet and stuff.
Yeah, I think you could do it though. I think it's possible. If there was a resort there at one point, like, I think it's possible. Then we could hang out with the. Maybe we'll find a lost tribe, you know. Maybe we'll find a lost tribe in our jungle.
And they won't know like what money is, so we'll like employ them for hilariously low rates.
Yeah. We'll give them food or something.
Yeah, we'll give
them lodgings.
Wait, are we actually talking about enslaving an entire race right now?
Well, I'm not saying that we're enslaving them, but you know, we'll make them famous.
We'll make them work for food and for shelter. I think that's called slavery, dude.
I mean, well, we're gonna hook up some of them with jobs too, though. I mean, like jobs once they learn English.
I forget that this is a video podcast and that I've been doing this for like 10 minutes.
You're sucking on a metal pole, hey Chadley. Sucking on a rod.
Fuck, people watching this video podcast, they've probably been just, like, examining me for the last 10 minutes. Like, just, what the fuck does he think he's doing?
You are an interesting character, Chadley, that's what? For sure. Just so interesting. Crazy interesting. But not.
I live a weird life, dude. I live a really weird life.
Not a fun one, though.
I wheel a lot of women, which is fun.
Absolutely, you do.
Absolutely, I do.
And they still think you're a good person, which is the part that I don't really get.
It's because I have a nice guy persona with bad person actions.
Yeah. Or I'm straight up an asshole, and everybody knows that.
Oh, dude, I just created something incredible. You see this now? You put a cigarette here and a cigarette here.
Two Smoke Chadley. Change your Twitter name to Two Smoke Chadley.
All right, yeah, I'll do that. I'll do anything for a good lol.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Two Smoke Chadley.
Two Smoke Chadley.
Unbelievable. This has been an incredible podcast. This has been a good one. This has been a good podcast.
This is fun pod. This is fun pod. I almost got arrested the other day.
Whoa, what?
Yeah. Well, not really, but it was a weird situation. I got this girl's number, and she's like, okay, text me tomorrow, we can hang out. And I text her, and then, like, she doesn't respond for a full day. I'm like, all right, well, fuck it. And I guess that's a lost cause. And then, 12 hours later, it was, like, right before I was going to bed, I get a response. It's like, hello, who is this? And, like, I go back and forth with the person for a bit, and they're like, well, I'm 32, and this is my 14-year-old daughter's phone. And I'm like,
oh, dude.
Like, huh. Well, this is not what I was looking for. And she's like, well, I'm going to forward this information to the police. So then I'm like, fuck. So I didn't say anything. And then I hit up the girl. I'm like, yeah, did you give me a fake number by chance? And she's like, no, I don't think so. Then she, like, looks at my phone. She's like, oh, that last number is supposed to be a 2, not a 3. I'm like, well, you've got some explaining to do to some person right now. Because I think I might be going to jail.
Wait, were you sending like dick pics or something?
No, it was nothing malicious and like.
How could you possibly go to jail for texting somebody?
Because this bitch was crazy. This single mom was insane. All right. She's like, she's really concerned about how I got the number. I'm like, someone just gave it to me. Like, there's no story behind getting the number.
Yeah, you didn't, like, dig it out of, like, some high school.
I didn't find it on the internet or anything.
Yeah, you didn't dig
like,
it.
A weird chat room. Like, someone gave it to me, and it was one number off.
That's hilarious.
It was fucking funny.
That's probably her other daughter who is actually giving you the number.
That's what I was thinking. Like, what if it's, like...
Number so close.
Supposedly it's not, but I don't know.
So are you going to jail now?
No, I'm not going to jail. Why would I go to jail?
Touché.
They can't hold me, Chadley. I'm too white and pretty to go to jail.
You'd make bail immediately.
I would make bail immediately.
They'd be like, Colby, you made bail.
They would notice the card for the country club I go to in my wallet, and they'd be like, eh, you're probably fine.
Mr. LeDuc, you've made bail. Who's bailing me out? You are, Mr. LeDuc.
But my favorite thing about the country club is there's like a check stop outside the country club, but no one ever gets arrested or anything. Even if you played a round of golf and got fucking sloshed out of your mind, you can just drive off the country club and no one's going to say shit because it's the country club.
That's some silliness, my friend. Wait, hold on. You go to a country club?
Absolutely, bro.
Can you do some more rich white guy stuff, please? My goodness.
I feel like golfing at a country club is the whitest I can be.
The whitest rich person thing you could do. You have any? Wait, hold on. You have to have coworkers who don't make as much money as you over for dinner, so they can see how big your house and how hot your wife is.
Oh yeah, absolutely. You gotta get that trophy wife. You gotta get that trophy wife some miles, right?
Yeah, dude. Get a trophy wife and then a trophy child who excels in everything.
Yeah.
And then do the
dress
golf
them
thing.
Up exactly like me.
No. Dress them in like a suit. Like yeah, a little person. Exactly. You know, like those little person suits that you can buy?
Yeah.
That aren't really suits. They're just for little people. And, the only reason...
Wife happens to be my third trophy wife.
but you haven't gotten a single divorce?
Well, it's neither here nor there.
They don't need to know. Chadley. You just have them upstairs, and then you can choose which one you want to wear every night.
Like a harem?
Yeah.
harem.
You'll have like a wife rack instead of a hat rack.
I live on an island. I can do whatever the fuck I want.
And you enslave people.
It's kind of fucked up if you think about it.
Nope, it's not. Will our island have a country club?
The whole island is the country club, really.
Touche. Would we let people come and do tours like Universal Studios sort of thing?
Friends and family only. And, well, what you got to do is you got to get, once you have a yacht, right, you can go from your island to, like, Mexico or one of those islands or one of those cities on the coast there and go to the clubs. You know, pick up some hookers or tourists, you know, whichever you're into. And then you take them on the yacht back to the island. And then after that, you just send them away.
Okay. Now here's a legitimate question, and this is important.
Yep.
Would our apartments, because we live in separate apartments, right? We'd have humongous one-bedroom apartments.
Well, I would have the penthouse.
Yeah, you'd have the penthouse. I'd have right below that. And then other workers would get below that. But... would our apartments be in the same building as work, or would they be two separate buildings?
As what kind of work? Like the podcast?
Yeah, like our headquarters.
Well, we'd have to see what kind of, like if they have a conference room or some type of thing, we could turn that into a studio. But it really depends what the hotel's setup is.
Well, here's what I was thinking, is that we could build a really dope basement that would be our office. A really dope... Our apartments are above ground. The office is below.
See, the thing about that is it's a tropical island paradise. If anything, we should have an open-air office on the beach.
Ah, you're right. You're so right. Maybe,
There's probably like cabanas and shit, right, on the beach. So we could just turn those into offices.
Remember when we used to like podcast during road trips? That was dope.
Yeah, that was fun.
We should do that again now that I've got one of these. This is a... professional handheld podcast recorder.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
We can do some travel pods.
Yeah, dude. We should once I have a real job and like make more money, we should just do road trips all the time.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. But not to like bullshit places.
Well, what we really need is to get like a whole film setup so we can like travel and take videos of places.
Yeah, dude. I want to go back to that freaking Shining Hotel.
Yeah, that would be a fun one.
We could do a podcast in the Shining Hotel.
Podcast in the Shining Hotel. Podcast on the way to the Shining Hotel. Video at the Shining Hotel of us exploring it.
Hell yeah. Absolutely. Incredible.
Big things coming from Punch Nerds in the next 5 years here, everybody. Keep your shit on.
We're almost blowing
the fuck up.
We're almost at 15,000 views.
We are blowing the fuck up.
Give us your money.
We love your money. But the thing, we don't really need it, but we'll accept it.
Dear nerds, dear Punch Nerders, we like your money. We don't like you, but we like your money.
It's true. We don't like you if you're a nerd.
Nerd punchers. Hey, nerd punchers.
I mostly just hate fandoms, I think.
Yeah.
More than nerds themselves. It's just fandoms. It's like, if you're that passionate about something, why can't you create your own...
Yeah, I agree.
Instead of just spending all your time talking about something that someone else has created, why not create your own?
You know what's like the worst part of it is when people make fan fiction. That's legitimately one step away from actually just creating your own shit.
Yeah, it's very close. Like, there's a lot of that shit that is well written too. How about you just write like a book or some shit? You know how easy it is to self-publish these days? This is the era of creativity. We are in a magical time, Chadley. You can get anything crowdsourced, and you can make thousands of people see it online, and you can even make a little money.
My brother published a book, and he makes money off it.
Yes, I purchased it.
Oh, really? Bad choice.
Never read it. I just wanted to support the old Marcus.
I wouldn't recommend reading it. No, I'm just kidding. It's pretty good.
I'll never read it. But I did purchase it for like $8 or some shit. I hope he had Taco Bell or something, girl.
He probably saw like three of those $8.
Yeah, I imagine.
Unbelievable.
So you got any closing arguments here, Chadley?
I'll obey Horse Dad. You know, just I'm going to be working on some stuff this week. I'm going to be doing a couple more Let's Plays this week, I think.
Definitely check out Punch Nerds. I got some stuff in the works, too, if I ever find some free time here. I've just been very busy this week, but, you know.
Yeah, my next Let's Play is most likely going to be... I have, like, a thing up here that
Oh, yes, me and Hardner are planning a foul play. Have you ever heard of the game Foul Play?
No.
It's we're going to do a Let's Play of that. It's like a Castle Crashers-esque type game.
Oh, yeah.
So we're going to play that.
Me and my three friends are going to buy Castle Crashers, mm-hmm. and then we're gonna spend a night just pumping through it. This week, cool. I think. Or we're gonna find a night where we don't have to be up early the next morning, and then play Risk Factions.
Yeah.
Full game.
Cool. So we have a lot of people writing for us now. They're all putting out a lot of good content.
We should get them on the podcast sometime.
Yeah, eventually. You know.
When they step up.
I actually have been enjoying quite a bit of what people are doing right now. It's mostly Zach Sabbath and
Archie,
my boy Archie. They're doing some good work.
Big fan of that Archie. I have a picture that he drew hanging in my kitchen. Yeah. It says, what does it say? Oh, yeah, it says vegetarians kill vegetables.
It's funny.
It's awesome.
So, yeah, check out punchnerds.com. Got a lot of content coming out, you guys. It's going to be unbelievable.
Punch Nerds, Punch Nerds, Punch Nerds, Punch Nerds. I'll obey Horse Dad.
Follow the Punch Nerds Twitter, actually. We don't have very many followers on there. So.
I'll obey Horse Dad and Crack Mayor.
At Punch Nerds. At Jesus H. Macy.
At Chadley the Movie.
At Chadley the Movie.
Follow Two Smo Chadley.
Two Smokes Chad.
Wait, Two Smo. SMO. Two Smo Chad.
Hit us up on the Facebook page. I was supposed to give away some video games and I forgot to, so I'll have to do that now.
Yeah, let's announce it on air.
Okay.
That's the most fun.
Let's give it to my boy Rafe. Press B.
Wait, which one does he get? Does he get both?
He gets both of them.
Oh, hell yeah. I think it's Raffy.
Raffy, yeah, it is Raffy. You're right. Raffy.
Congratulations, Raffy, for winning. Shit.
My boy.
Send him an email.
Yeah.
Write him an email tonight.
I'll send it to him on Facebook.
Give him the little press name.
Cool. Thanks everybody who entered that contest. You know, we got a lot of likes off of it, so it was good.
We should do some more contests in the future for some free shit.
Yeah, definitely. So follow us on all the things, all the social. Be very social. And you know, hit us up on download us on Stitcher Smart Radio. Download us on iTunes.
Download my new song on Bandcamp.
Absolutely.
I'm the king of crack, cracking down on labor laws.
That was a fun one. That was a fun one.
Good pod.
Good pod, everybody. Thanks for showing up.